Hi, my name is Milka, and this podcast is about gender inequality. Today, I'm going to be discussing this topic with one of my friends, Kiesha Knighton.
Hi.
So, the first thing we want to talk about is, when did gender inequality begin? Kiesha, when would you say gender inequality began?
I think gender inequality began at the beginning of time, because all this time we've been on Earth and we're still not equal.
You know, I'd say probably the same thing, because ever since men and women have been living on this Earth together, men and women have never truly been equal. Since then, I think we've made maybe a few strides. I'd say voting rights and maybe close to an equal pay is where we're at. But overall, we're still in about the same place. What do you think about the strides we've made?
I think it's progress, but I don't think it's enough progress. Like, voting rights, we should have been had that, because why would you just want men voting?
Exactly. So why do you think that... What do you think fueled gender inequality? Like, do you think it was a religious thing? Do you think it was just men thinking they were better? What's your input on that?
I think ever since when people thought, like, oh, women are supposed to just have babies and cook, I think that's what really fueled it, because they thought, oh, they're supposed to stay home, they're dumb, da-da-da-da. And I think once they see what we could do, like, women worked on, like, the NASA projects. They're just like, wow, okay, we really need to get these women into the fields for everything. I'm like, yes, rise again.
Exactly. And on top of that, I think that it also had a really big part to do with religion, because it started way back in the day, and the majority, the biggest religion in the world right now is Christianity. And in Christianity, women are supposed to serve the man. Women are supposed to be submissive to the man. And in a lot of other religions, women are also supposed to do everything the man wants, be everything the man wants, and not really, they're supposed to be seen and not heard and all that, all those type of things. And I think that that's something that's so rooted in us that a lot of men just kind of naturally have that I have to be over women type of feeling. But I think that we're slowly but surely getting over that kind of. Another thing I wanted to talk about is some areas that we still lack in, even though we've made a couple strides. Like, what are some things that you say we still need to try to improve in?
The job workplace, because I still feel like there's men getting paid more than women, even though they're doing the same job.
Yes, and actually I did a little bit of research on that. Women and men do not have the same wage, and the wage gap is real despite a lot of people's disbelief. According to Doe Roller Net, white women earn 79 cents for every dollar that the white man makes. Black women earn 62.5 cents for every dollar that the white man makes. And Hispanic women earn 54.4 cents for every dollar that the man makes, the white man makes specifically. And so I think that at that point, you can't even be making those statistics up, that it really does show in the community that white men, or just men in general, have a higher pay. And I think that's another area that we really need to really get on. But also, I think that not only women are affected by gender inequality, I think they're the most affected, but I think men are affected too because of double standards. What do you consider a double standard, Kiesha?
Oh my gosh, there's so much. Okay, how boys can wear whatever they want to school, you know, those cutoff tanks and everything, but if we wear a tank top, it's too sexual. Like, yes, a boy really is gonna wanna have sex with me just because my shoulders are showing. Like, I just really think that's a little bit too much.
Exactly, I think that in dress code, that's something that really does show, because women are taught to cover themselves up because men can't, because men cannot control themselves, or men will be distracted, or they're more more susceptible to rape and things like that, and they make it our fault, those double standards. But another thing is that men can have it hard sometimes when you see men trying to say that they're being abused, or men trying to say that they've been raped and things like that, and no one believes them because they're men. That would be, in my opinion, a form of gender inequality, don't you think?
Yes.
Because America's putting a label on men to be these strong figures in society that no harm can come to them, especially by a woman. And I think that's unfair to them, and that's something that men aren't exactly able to speak up about. Another thing that I think men have to go through that women don't have to go through as much is assumptions being made about them before you even know them, such as being called a pedophile or perverted or a predator for doing things that a female can do without being called those names. A couple of examples that I read up on would be a woman perhaps goes up to a man and slaps his butt in a joking way. They joke about it, but maybe the male feels a little uncomfortable. He can't really speak up because who's going to say anything about that female? Because she's just a female. She can do those things. But if a male had to do that to the female, there would be outrage or backlash because that's perverted, that's assault, that's harassment. And I think that that's something that we as America, or actually we as humans do in general, we say that men can't invade a woman's space, but a woman can invade a man's space without being ridiculed or without thinking that it's wrong. Another thing that males have to go through is when a male would play with a younger child or go out with a younger child, people might think, that doesn't look right, or I wonder if that's actually consensual, or I wonder if that girl really knows him, or if she's in danger, things like that. But if it was an older woman with a younger male, people wouldn't think that. They wouldn't even question. They wouldn't take a double take. They'd just be like, oh, probably a mom and a son, or, oh, an older sister and a younger brother, or, oh, they're dating, something like that. But men have to be, like, suspected of doing something they shouldn't be doing. And I don't think that that is, I don't think that that's right. I don't think any of it's right. I don't think any of being unequal is right. But besides those small things, men can have their form of gender inequality too. And I think that's something that we don't pay attention to as much, because men aren't really supposed to complain about things like that. You know, they already have so much in society that women tend to overlook the problems that they go through and say, but you're still higher than us, so why do we care? I think that's the wrong mindset. I think we still need to look at the things that happen to men that we don't pay attention to because they're men. I think that that's something important, especially for our upcoming generation, because with a lot of things going on in society, they aren't being young men they're supposed to be. They're killing themselves, they're shooting schools, they're beating people up fighting and beating their partners, things like that. And I think there's more into it than just being crazy. It's the way society's looking at them, the pressure society's putting on them as males that can really cause a male to break down. And I think that's another form of gender inequality that a lot of people overlook. Another thing I wanted to talk about is what we can do to change some of these things. Like, the double standards. I think something we can do to change, to make double standards less and less common, is thinking before we judge somebody or suspect, we say, would I be doing this if this was a woman, or would I be doing this if this was a male? Or does looking at their gender change the way I'm thinking about them? Before you take action, before you say anything, just think, is their gender affecting what I think about them? Is their gender affecting how I treat them? Is their gender affecting what I'm saying to them? I think that's something we should all think about before we do or say anything to someone that we might consider offensive or sexist or oppressive, anything like that. Another thing I think we can do is actually hear people out. You know, there's this Me Too act going around and women are coming out with their rape stories and men are coming out with their rape stories too. And I think that hearing people out is more important than saying, oh, she's trying to extort him, or he could not have gotten raped, he's a man. I think we need to hear their story, look at the facts, and use justice to solve these problems instead of